Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where you should take special care in deciding what information you send to us via email. In addition, we are not responsible for circumvention of any privacy settings or security measures contained on the podcast or third-party websites. Thanks for joining us.
Excuse me. First of all, that is not our actual policy. Please send us email.
Please send us email,
whatever,
and we will take care in the content of those emails.
We are not responsible for circumvention of privacy settings, though. That part was actually true. Who says don't? Like, I don't know, if you send us email, not our problem.
Which service would you like to never use again? Let me tell you, I think I'm about to present many of us with a dilemma. That is the privacy policy of one OpenAI. No big deal. Not, by the way, that's not the entire privacy policy. That is a small, disturbing chunk of the long, disturbing policy.
I collapsed into understanding immediately.
Collapsed into,
you're on your own. Oh, anything you send us is used for training models.
And if somebody steals all your info, not our problem.
Well, I do get a little sympathetic to the fact that people seem to think that including data in a training model is the same as storing it in a database, which it is not. So I'll give them that one of like, hey, you guys seem to get all bent out of shape about stuff, so let's be extra careful. But honestly, telling people, like, I don't know, be careful you tell us in an email seems pretty severe.
Also, I just went ahead and read the disclosure of personal information, identifiers such as your name, contact details, IP address, and other device identifiers. We may disclose this information too. Our affiliates, vendors, and service providers to process in accordance with our instructions.
In accordance with, I was with you. I was like, yeah, everybody gets all freaked out about IP addresses, but they just show up when you visit stuff. Like, so you kind of have to cover, but with accordance with our, what?
Okay. First of all, it's your name and contact information.
That's in the email.
Your actual address, maybe. Yeah. Whatever's in the email, because.
Yeah. Okay.
And your IP address, and then they will they'll disclose it to whoever they want, but they'll give them some instructions
according
on how to deal
to
with
their
it.
Instructions is the part that really
we don't
tripped
know what
me
those
up.
Are. Yeah. I know we're doing a different podcast right now, but wowie wow, we're learning a lot.
Huh? Look at that.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Well, I have two things today that you stick in your mouth.
What are you doing to me, man?
I just know you. And I was like, I'm just going to say that and then watch what happens.
Just bait. Just bait. Throw out a bait fish.
In your own mouth, preferably, although with consent in anybody's mouth.
Dear
as long
God,
as they're okay
who
with
is
it.
This guy?
Oreos. As an ingredient / street food. And I presented my evidence for this over text message to the group chat for It's a Thing, a picture of an Oreo churros cart in Myeongdong district of Seoul, a picture of cookie pop popcorn, Oreo flavored, on a convenience store shelf, a picture of Oreo cookies from my local tea shop, as well as a link to a story I think that's not the right link. I have to go back to my text message, but a story about Oreos being used as street food in India.
Wow. Oreos. Apparently they have been a subject of a very clever ad campaign, actually, very recently. And it has worked. It's like a, I just found this Oreos, by the way.
So we mentioned Cheetos previously on the show years ago, as showing up as an ingredient, right? In many, many things. Oreos have followed that Cheetos path, and I think they may have succeeded. They may have surpassed Cheetos, possibly because it's a sweet, so it can go in a lot more things, or more people would be willing to eat it in things. But yeah, Oreo fritters are the street food in India that the BBC covered.
Yum. Arama ding dong. I also recently learned that Oreos are vegan. Who knew? And they're delicious and everything.
That's one of those, that's a good spin for like, there's nothing creamy about the cream filling.
Nothing real.
But it's vegan.
It's vegan though. Not real food, but definitely vegan.
But things that aren't actually real could be vegan.
That's funny.
If it's just chemicals, it's vegan.
It's going to be interesting to see which, as the kind of, again, it's all part of this Uber trend of the weird food mashups. And it's kind of cool to see which ones, you know,
and it's
which
ones really worked. I mean, that was what caught me about this. Like, I witnessed it in two separate countries personally. And then the BBC let me know it's in India. So the sun never sets on the Oreo Empire.
Love it. And really, that's as it should be, because Oreos are pretty much delicious in
I've always
forms.
Liked them too. Yeah.
I love them.
I'm sorry, Hydrox. I know you were first. So was Friendster.
Yeah. So was Betamax. Doesn't matter.
So was HD DVD.
A hair trend of 2023 has been the mid-length bob, which I myself am rocking. Mm-hmm. In my case, it's a little bit of more of a long bob. And then apparently everybody wants their long bob or mid-length bob to have a lot of body, because curling tools, especially hilariously like old school ones, like foam rollers, the kind you put in and sleep in like your mom used to, are everywhere.
Yes.
Confirm. All these like, well, yeah, tell me, does Eileen have them? Does she have the silk one? Because the silk one seems to be the like cool people roller of choice. It's the Dyson Airwrap, if you will.
I was going to the old school one. I was thinking about using, and Eileen told me, she's like, no, that's really old.
Really?
Yeah.
The fact that the foam rollers are a thing. Yeah. Well, then I'm glad that I combined it with other heatless hair curlers.
No, I think you're right. I think it's just that she's known about it.
It's old for people who already know about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those situations.
Heatless hair curling is probably the larger trend. And this silk wrap is but one of them. But also, then I'm starting to see the heated ones too. There's some like, I think it's called Lange.
Dave put a picture of somebody using soda cans to cold curl their hair.
Okay, that's amazing.
I suppose you can. Get it?
I wish I had long enough hair to use this silk wrap thingy that was viral. It was viral at the end of 2022. So yes, that's a little bit old, but I think it's all led to the virality of it has led to, okay, now there's every damn way to try to curl your hair. And that's the foam rollers and the silk one. And then this, this Lange hair curler thing that I literally just went ahead and put on my
we're like, yep,
wish list. I was like, okay, I need it. Duo 360 airflow styler. Yes, please.
Over the past, I don't know, 3-4 months, all the girl group vlogs have had usually the youngest, but at least one of their members, when they're doing the candid stuff, sitting around with the foam roller in the hair.
It's everywhere because it's the look. There was even an article actually in, I don't know, some lady blog or whatever. And it was just like, pure wow. It's probably paid placement, but it's just like, oh yeah, this is what everyone's doing. The mid-length bob with the hair curler and the this and that.
In this case, paid placement just confirms things, right? Because you pay for it.
because everybody wants
it. It's the thing. Yeah.
I know. So I'm sitting here with disappointingly straight hair at the moment, just doing it all wrong. But also the thing that made me notice it is that I had a hair and makeup experience at a conference, a climate week, and like the hair stylist put foam rollers in my hair to add some body to it. And I was like, oh, I see. And all of the makeup ladies were like, oh, are we doing that right now? And she was like, we're totally doing that right now. So
yeah,
that's how you know.
I am kind of keeping an eye on whether this just becomes a fashion thing that people do out and about, the foam roller particularly. Like just having one foam roller in, you know, when you're dressed in your sweats or something, like like a leisure wear accessory.
I'm almost feeling like I've seen that.
Yeah.
So I think you're probably right. All I mean, it's, you know, the whole sort of pajama. I keep waiting for us to, I am like dressing up kind of a lot every time I go out. Not like a lot, but I'm like, I'm putting on jewelry and whatever when I go out now because I'm so excited to be out and not be in my pajamas. I keep waiting for that to be more of a thing that people are like being fancy, but still I think we actually just really like being comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was a recent study or article from an economist at Stanford who is saying like we flatlined on going back into the office. Like as many people have gone back as are going to go back. If anything, it's going to swing back to remote rising again. I think the same on being comfortable. Like we've gotten as uncomfortable as we're going to get.
We're not going back.
And we used to be, we're used to the comfort now. So we're going to use it
more. I think that's actually very true. Because even when I was in New York and people were in business clothes, like everyone was wearing sneakers. Period.
Like ties are becoming hats. And by that, I mean, when I was growing up, the older people or the people who wanted to appear more formal still wore hats. But the younger people were like, you don't need to wear a hat anymore. And now hats are a fashion statement, not a requirement. They were a requirement through the 50s, right? And I feel like ties are that way now. Like if you want to look a little more formal, wear a tie, but nobody has to. Like,
Yeah. And when I see a woman in like heels now, I'm like, okay, you're either old or Italian.
It's my favorite game.
Maybe both.
You could all, why not both?
Yeah.
Do you drink collagen?
Gross. Like what? No, what? I've just been waiting for you to get this far in the bullpen because, or in the, show because it's just what
collagen supplements are have been popular for a while in the beauty space as a way to kind of supplement the collagen you need to fill out your face and you know keep yourself healthy, etc. Certainly collagen rubs started it, but then like saying you can actually eat it, but drinking it is actually much more pleasant because they can put flavors on it and it's just like, you know, it's like a snack at that point. And what pushed me over the edge and like, okay, I definitely have to do this on It's a Thing. Collagen supplements have been shown to improve the health of your tendons and bones in a peer-reviewed study. So it's not just about beauty. It is also about rejuvenating the most abundant protein in your body to keep your aging from getting too fast.
Oh man. Okay, fine. I mean, I of course, like I have a skin cream that has collagen in it. I think I even have collagen gummies that I just like forget to take all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There you go. So you can eat your collagen too.
But drinking?
Drinking? Yeah. The drinking I just threw in there because that's kind of a newer thing is like, they're like, I haven't actually had one, so I don't really know how to describe them. But it's like a tube, you know, like a little tube, and you like rip off the
stick?
End, and then exactly,
like or a goo,
stick. Right.
So really, it's about taking collagen and taking collagen being evidently unlike so many or like all these various things that we take. This one feels more sciencey.
It has some science. It was already on its way to thingdom, but then this study was published. They're like, actually, we can observe the effect of this on your tendons and bones. Still, the jury's out on what it does for beauty. It probably works, but they didn't study that. They were studying tendons and bones.
I mean, in postmenopausal women, ingesting just 5 grams of collagen daily for a year improved bone mass, which is like, that's what happens as you get older and your bones snap like twigs. Yeah.
Right.
Damn. All right, fine. Collagen it up.
Yeah. I'm going to start dipping into my wife's collagen.
She's going to be pissed.
I'm surprised that didn't sound worse than I thought.
Considering the way that you opened the show, we have already peaked in Beavis and Butthead land.
Anyway, go get yourself some collagen. Ooh, Ambassador Domo, we have the blue one that's on that page, the vital protein one.
Ambassador Domo is crushing it, by the way, in the Discord today. If, by the way, you want to know what is this Discord of which we speak, if you join the show as a patron at patreon.com/itsathing, you can join fellow fans when we tape live. Now, I fair warning that I personally move the schedule around a lot, but you will get an email that tells us when tells you when we're taping, and you can join your fellow fans in the Discord chat. That's kind of the fun.
It's like that's chasing it around and discovering, you know, it's like one of those pop-up shops from a celebrity chef. You never know when it's going to show up.
There you go, Tom. Thank you. Way to put a good spin on the fact that I'm always like, you guys, I forgot about this thing. Okay. My last thing for today is actually, this is the perfect segue because, man, life can get so busy sometimes that you just have to multitask. You just have to figure out when this thing can be combined with this thing. And apparently that is so much the case that people are now making a dating technique out of stacking up the things that they have to do and working a date into them. And it is referred to as stack dating.
So this isn't like stack parking, which is what I immediately thought.
Oh, that's funny. It's like I have a lot going on. Maybe I have some errands to run. I got to scooch out and grab lunch during the middle of the day. So I'm going to stack a date onto that thing.
Got it. Like you could do a date for the lunch.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like they're using it to say like people are having dates during the workday. Mm-hmm. Like I already have a lunch break, so I'll stack a date in there. Or I need to go to I do this to my friend Christine all the time. I'm like, I need to go to Sephora or I need to go to the nursery or like, let's make it a hangout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I already need to go to Costco and Costco's a really fun date. So
I could think stack that's a date fine. Onto as Costco. Long as everybody knows, right. As long as you're not, hey, let's go out to eat. Oh, by the way, I also have to swing by the post office, go to Costco. Like, as long as you're not stacking it on after the fact.
I guess.
I think it's like, fine.
Or, you know, a coffee right after your yoga class. Like, I'll be at yoga. Right. Meet me for a coffee.
I think a scenario where it's like, I got to run to the post office and drop off that return. Then I'm going to go to lunch. And after that, I have to swing by and pick up my dry cleaning. Why not put a date in the lunch? Right.
Great.
I'm sure.
Totally.
As long as everybody knows, like, you know, I'm whether you call it stack dating or not, like, hey, I'm running around and I'll be available for lunch. You know, I won't be available afterwards. Let's just make that clear. But, you know, things go well. Maybe we do dinner.
Right. Or another example they gave was you could meet for drinks before you meet your friends for dinner. So like, oh, I got some friends coming for dinner.
Right, right.
So just
that,
come and
meet. That feels like a you know, good policy. So you got an out.
Right. That too. I mean, win-win, right? Like right. That's, well, I think that's sort of the other benefit is that like, especially if it's a first date and you're all operating under the assumption that it's a numbers game. And
so, yeah. Like,
who knows? You don't want to get stuck in a scenario where you got to blow a whole day on someone.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't,
and
you know.
If you have to go pick up the dry cleaning and that's known ahead of time, when you finish the date by saying, I have to go pick up my dry cleaning, doesn't sound as bad.
It doesn't sound as bad.
You know? Yeah.
You're like, I really do have to watch the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I stacked you in between. You know.
The first thing I thought of was stack parking. The second thing I thought of when I saw stack dating was like, oh, do you like put three or four dates in a row?
I mean, that's smart too.
Yeah.
Like same coffee shop.
Right.
That would be amazing. I could meet you from 1:30 to 1:45. Yeah.
Pat is here. So if you could just free the chair. Thanks.
You're going to want to leave a buffer.
We'll call you.
They're outside with those little buzzers, like the restaurant buzzers. Oh, Aaron's buzzer went off. He's coming in.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Aaron. I hit that by mistake. We still have 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I like it. It's less of a production. And here are the pros. It stacks the odds in your favor, shorter dates so you can meet more people, numbers game. Makes dating less of a production. You don't need to like put in the foam rollers.
Yeah.
Makes it more efficient. Makes it easier to date as your authentic self.
Yes.
True.
Right.
Can keep you from mentally investing too soon. You're not going to sit there and overthink it because you're just like, I'm just meeting for coffee before the dry cleaner. The easy out, like you said. I'm into it. I love it.
I'm glad you brought this one. Dating. This is one I would never encounter on my own. So this is good to know.
Yeah, I read an article about it. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be.
No,
you don't have to worry about doing this. Me personally, I'm thrilled to hear that we can do this because this is what I'm always trying to do. Like, I'm always like, is it fun to invite someone to the nursery with me? Like, I just need to pick up some soil and.
It's a Gen Z thing.
It's a Gen Z thing.
Yeah.
And a Molly thing.
Well, yeah, it's good for all.
I was just doing it like with my friend, but I think I'm going to start doing it with dates. This is genius.
No, I love it.
Stack dating.
Well, folks, I don't like to be the kind of person that flatters ourselves that we're the best at everything, but the facts don't lie. We're the best at everything because the word of the year is Riz.
Think back. Be honest. Tell the truth. You first heard about Riz from us, didn't you? Come on, you did.
9 out of 10 It's a Thing listeners did. And the other one is Molly. No.
No, I heard about it here too.
Riz.
Yep.
I thought you brought Riz. No?
No, I think you brought Riz. No, I did bring Riz.
I thought you brought Riz. I brought Gat.
Because I got so excited. You brought Gat. I got so excited about Riz because I was like, this is so cute and clever. And the charisma thing, which I think we figured out on the show, like loved it, which was however long ago, like in the months.
First
ago.
Half of the year, maybe.
First half of the year.
But towards the middle, yeah.
And now it is the Oxford Dictionary word of the year.
Congratulations. Us.
Good job, us. I've heard I've heard a lot of awkward old people, not us, obviously.
Of course.
Talking about it and talking about it, how it comes from charisma. And then every time I've heard people dissecting it, in particular, I guess I mean Kara Swisher and Scott Galloway. I'm like, is that what did we sound like that when we
talked about it? Well, the point is, you as a listener to It's a Thing didn't feel weird and awkward when it was named. You felt smug, like, oh yeah, I've known about that for a long time.
Damn, dude. It was November 30th, 2022.
22?
Oh, wow. It was the end. And I think we even said this is going to be a really big thing next year.
Big thing. And we were right.
Wow. Yeah, we will take our flowers now. Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Nailed it.
Well done. Let's get to your things because honestly, half of the best things we get are from you, probably more. Lisa has a Christmas thing. Hi, Molly, Rich, and Tom. Lisa from Waterloo, Ontario, Canada here again. I have spotted a holiday thing, ugly Christmas trees, as in intentionally imperfect, quirky Charlie Brown Christmas trees. Last year, a friend brought a small one that looked like a Grinch tree as a hostess gift, and now a tree lighting of an ugly tree in Orilla, Ontario, made it onto Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, my husband and kids love hearing my custom neon sign thing on the show last week. Happy to come guest host anytime. Yay.
Oh, that is fun. I have seen this, definitely. There is this whole trend toward just like, screw it, I'm not trying so hard. And the tree seems to be part of it. Well, didn't we do skinny trees not that long ago?
We did skinny trees last year, I think.
Oh, yeah. Last year. Wow. Yeah. Where has the time gone?
I don't know, but.
And I have seen two, by the way, of those Santas, the 70s Santas, the light up Santas that we talked about in within two houses of each other on my block.
I think there might be a meta thing going on of like imperfectness.
Yeah.
In design, right? Like it goes along with maximalism a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. One of the articles about the ugly Christmas tree, the article actually that she sent about the ugly Christmas trees, noted that it's like part of this trend toward authenticity and just kind of like not trying so hard.
Not putting up a front, but just being like, yeah, you know, the tree doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to do its job. Hold the ornaments.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It has to be perfect.
Yeah, see, that's the
I don't have to be that way about a lot of things, but man, I want my Christmas tree to look like a damn magazine cover. All right. Patron of note, Lee Price, wrote in about Creed. All this Creed talk unlocked a memory of my coworkers and I establishing International Scott Staff Day in the office in the early 2000s. If you had something important to say, you had to raise 1 foot on a chair, look slightly constipated, and belt out your statement to the heavens with a fist in the air, all with an authentic staff accent. Staff-scent? Anyway, says Lee, if you can make the band live cool again, let me know. As a teenager, I wore out 3 CDs of Throwing Copper before I went full Coastal Goth, which is a whole separate story.
Solidarity.
Oh my God. Learning crashes.
I love Scott Stapp Day requiring you to belt out whatever you have to say with a fist in the air.
Absolutely.
That's perfect.
Self reviews.
When is Scott Stapp Day? We should do an entire episode in honor.
We really probably should. We probably should.
Not that every day isn't Scott Stapp Day.
I just realized
day
that
Molly.
My live impression sounds exactly like my Scott Stapp impression, so I have a problem. But I know what you're talking about. It's only a matter of time before live comes back.
Afi James, on a possible thing, I've been hearing people use the term core memory a lot. Perhaps something that will become a thing. This 3-star Michelin star meal is so good, I'm forming a core memory of this.
Oh, my God. So yes, so many yeses, so much yes.
I am yes.
Literally, I've just been hearing kids say this constantly. I don't know where they all got it, but yes, it's kind of like canon. In fact, I think when we talked about canon, mm-hmm. we brought up core memory maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a thing.
Rich thinks it might come from Inside Out, the movie.
Oh.
Might be a reference. Might be a little movie reference going on there.
Oh, that would make sense. Melly writes in on Spotify Wrapped, Molly, Tom, and Rich, as an elder millennial mom. How has this happened that millennials are moms? My daughter had a Spotify sleep playlist. Since it is used every day, several times a day, for naps and bed, my Spotify Wrapped is all those artists and songs. I then saw the Titanic meme yesterday of Billy Zane holding the little girl on a wrapped background with the text, "I have a child." It made me laugh since all my friends who have been posting caveats to their lists with "the bath time playlist is jamming" or "the Wiggles have taken over our house."
Yeah. 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 Actually, okay, I haven't looked at my sister-in-law's Spotify Wrapped yet because it's going to be all Blackpink and the Wiggles. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, totally. I have a child. I will say I felt so much better about Spotify Wrapped and being like, they do such a great job until they like sacrifice 1,200 employees on the altar of short-term quarterly like profit gain. Oof. I'm sorry, but like when even the Wall Street analysts are like, Spotify literally had no business need to lay people off other than a short-term stock price boost because it turns out that you can have 15% year-over-year growth in perpetuity. I was like, man, 2 days after I talked about how great it was.
I don't know. I use Apple Music.
Sarah
on Shackets. Hi, Molly and Tom. I have a closet full of Shackets as well as Swackets. While I do think these are a thing because of the changing climate, as a woman of a certain age, thank you, Molly, for making menopause a thing. Although you didn't make it a thing. You just acknowledged that it was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm helping.
We all
I'm helping make it a thing.
The Shacket is perfect for me, and I wear them all winter long in New England. Keeps me from having to strip off my puffer, then my sweater, down to my t-shirt when it's 20 degrees outside, which is always horrifyingly embarrassing to my daughters. Thanks for keeping me up on all the things.
I love it. Also, Swackets is hilarious.
Swackets is great.
Swackets. And now, the moment we have all been waiting for. The shout outs.
So good.
As I mentioned, if you support the show at patreon.com/itsathing, you get all kinds of delightful benefits. And if you support us at the shout out level, then we handcraft shout outs for you so that we make sure that we put your name in some kind of delightfully unexpected context, such as this week's shout outs, which are based on a review of a wooden spoon.
You heard that right. A review of a wooden spoon. We have adapted this to work in the names of our top patrons because they deserve nothing less.
Nothing is going to go wrong here.
Shall I start?
Sure.
This well-crafted AJ Venturella in solid Mike Akins offers great quality for a low price. At 12.4 inches long, Gabriel Cohen is a decent length for keeping your Kevin Sill a safe distance from a blazing Laura Abel, and the tapered Benjamin Forrest is rounded and thick enough for a solid grip and a good Joe Hood. The 2.25 inch bowl of Valor Trucks is wide enough for stirring and deep enough for sampling. Lee Price, while the end of Morris Jones has a small hole for hanging Jake Woods from a hook.
We found the tip of Brian Gianforcoro a bit thick, but that's a small trade-off at less than a tenth of the price. Overall, James C. Smith is simple and basic, but quite lightweight and comfortable to use. AB Puppy's texture was slightly rough straight from the box, so proper Louis Saint Amour washing and regular oiling would probably help Eric Duncan.
Damn you, Rich. I really should have gone second. I realize this now.
I was like, I was about to tell you that I would start, but I was already laughing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So...
I mean...
I couldn't.
It was going to happen either paragraph, to
it
be honest.
Really, in either paragraph, was yeah. it was a problem. I think he's just testing us. And I think we did.
We passed.
Yeoman's work.
Indeed. Good Not job, losing. Yeoman.
Thank you for enduring this and supporting the show and making sure that we're here week after week. Patreon.com/itsathing one more time is where you can support the show.
You can also support the show by buying stuff.
There you go.
If you need to buy stuff for the holidays, you can shop our itsathing.me/shop page and that email address. Keep coming. We want to do an email special. So the more things, yes. the better. Feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. To the beat of life.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.